Okay, good luck, everybody. Hope all is well. Today's daf is my cutting daf Chav Dalet. And we're starting here on Chav Dalet. I'm an Aleph, three lines down. We had just finished, if you remember yesterday, a discussion about Avelos on Shabbos. So now the Gemara deviates and talks about a couple other things before getting back to the halachos of Avelos on Shabbos. First, the Gemara says, Yasvi Kamara Rabban Kamedir of Papa. Some of the chevra were sitting in front of Rav Papa, Vakamri Mishmei Shmuel, and they said in the name of Shmuel that Avel Shishimesh Mitaso Bimei Evlo Chayev Misa. If an Avel sleeps with his wife during Avelos, so he's Chayev Misa. So Amalei Rav Papa, so Rav Papa said back to him, nah, that's not what it said. Aser Itmar, really, it's just Aser. Chayev Misa, that's intense. Right, it's only Aser. But Rishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Nimar, but if he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vishmeelachu Mishmei de Shmuel, meaning that was Rabbi Yochanan told us that it was Aser. But if you heard something in the name of Shmuel that said something, somebody's Chayev Misa, so then, Hachish Melechu, this is what you must have heard. Amar Av Techlufa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel, Aval Shalom Paravelo Shalom Pirim Chayev Misa. An Aval who lets his hair grow, sorry, who does not let his hair grow and does not get his clothing torn, meaning he leaves his hair, his clothing complete, right? The Para is to leave his hair unshorn, let his hair grow, and Pirim is to tear his clothing. Right, so if he doesn't do either of those things, then he's chayav misa. Shnevar as Pasuk says, "Rashi chamal tifro v'dechamal tiframu v'losamusu." Right again, when Aaron was told not to be an ovil after another Nadav died, so he said, "Right, don't let your hair grow long and don't tear your clothing, and so you don't die." Meaning, implying right, again, the implication is right that what's it called that if you fail to do those things, so then there's a chayav misa. So I jumped the gun a little bit, right? As the Gemara points out itself, right? That if a person does not do that, so then they will be Chayav Misa. Amara, Ra from Bar Papa. Tana, we'll let rise up, but Evo Rabasi, in Evo Rabasi, which is a collection of kind of Brizos and Mamari Chazal, right? It's also called Mesaka Smachos. Obviously, Smachos is Lashon Saginor, right? Obviously, it talks about Avelos, right? It's not Smachos. Not simchas, as they say. But anyway, Evo Rabasi, it says like this, that Avel, Aser, the Shabbat Mitaso, but May Evlo. That's what we just said before, right? That it's Aser to sleep with one's wife during Avelos, or the other way around. If it's the wife who's in Avelos, right? So it's Aser. Umaisa, but Echad, Shishimesh, Mitaso, but May Evlo. Sure enough, one guy didn't pay attention to that halacha and did so. Vishamtu Chazir, Mezgviyaso, and pigs, two Deus and Rashi, either ate up his corpse, or ate up his male aver, either way, right, to punish him for such debased actions. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Pachas Chova Nata Rishus. What in the world is going on over here? So it's an abbreviation, as the Gemara is going about to explain, that these three things, that these six things, rather, what's the halakha with them on Shabbos? So, and it gets a little bit confusing, because when you use the word Chova, in the sense that on Shabbos, again, we pointed out yesterday, if you remember, that on Shabbos, there is a, you know, there's no avelus necessarily, no active avelus. We'll see at the end of today's daf that we paskin that dvar b'shavet sinag nohig, that we do, that people do fulfill our mekayim halachos of avelus that are b'tzina on Shabbos, but not in the public sphere. So pacha, when the Gemara here says chova, it actually means an obligation to refrain from doing these things on Shabbos. Meaning, so it's a little bit ironic that chova means you must not do them, and rishus means you're allowed to do them or you're allowed to not do them. So that's, as you'll see in a second. So what's pachas chova? What does that mean? So priyas harosh, it's leaving one's hair uncovered, meaning usually, again, we talked about atifas harosh, which people really don't do nowadays, but priyas harosh is the opposite of that. So therefore, a person is chayiv to be porea his rosh, meaning to uncover his head and to not do atifas harosh. Choser is karel acharov. He's chayev to turn the tear behind him, meaning to put the kriya, the tear, and the piece of clothing around. And back then, their clothing was much more easier to turn around. It was kind of more robe or cloak ish, so it was much easier just to flip around the cloak and have the tear on the back. But nowadays, obviously, we don't necessarily do that. We probably put on other clothing, etc. Or zikifas amita, and Zekifas Amita is the opposite of Kfiyas Amita, which basically means, right, you make the bed upright, meaning you don't overturn it. So that is Chova, that's your obligation to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to observe those three aspects of Avelos on Shabbos. But Nilas Hassan, Tash Shamita, Rechitza Zetan Verglaim, wearing shoes, or sleeping with one's wife, or washing your hands and feet, Bechaben, in warm water, Arvis Rishos. Obviously, to do that at night, right, that's already going to be, what's it called? That is going to be that's going to be mutter, meaning you have a choice either way whether you want to be noheg those yisurim avelus or not. For Rav Amar Af Prias Arosh Rishus, Rav argues on Shmuel and says no, that this whole with leaving the head uncovered, that's going to be Rishus as well. You can do whatever you'd like. Shmuel Amar Shmuel my shna nilas asandol the Rishus. So the Gemara just asks, why does Shmuel hold that nilas asandol is a Rishus? Right, what's the difference between Nilas HaSandal, Prias HaRosh? It seems, again, it's wearing clothing that kind of show that you're an Avel. So if you tell me that you must take off your head covering, but you are allowed to not wear shoes, right, or a person is allowed to be Noeg Nilas HaSandal if he wants and not wear shoes, what's the difference? So, the Kuli Amal Avidi Disami Misanayu Disani Misanayu, you tell me that everybody wears shoes, that not all people wear shoes, meaning not everybody wears shoes. I mean, sometimes people don't necessarily wear leather shoes. So Priya shows for that. It should be the same thing wearing this head covering. Right? Not everybody wear these head coverings on Shabbos. Right? So not everybody leaves their head uncovered on Shabbos. I mean, again, apparently they had people who did both. So again, putting your head, as you remember, we talked about, it's like this Islamic, Arabic, kafia type of head covering, some people did, some people didn't. So again, there was no way that wouldn't necessarily show that you were novel if you left it on Shabbos. So why does Shmuel say you have to take off your head covering, but you are allowed to take off to not wear leather shoes? Like it says Shmuel Tamei. This is Shmuel Shita. Damar Shmuel Kol Kera Sheino B'Shas Chimum Eino Kera, which we'll talk about in a second. Any tearing kriya not at the Shas Chimum, at a time when a person is literally means a time of warmth, when a person is bitterly upset. Right. Eno kera, that's not considered to be a kera, but it's not considered to be tearing kriya. But this is the line we want. Right. Any atifa, any wrapping of the head is not like the Arabs do. So that is not a proper atifa, and therefore, meaning not everybody is doing that. So apparently, only the people who were in Avelis were actually wrapping their heads like that. Therefore, it was very obvious that person would be an Ovel. And sure enough, Machvi Rav Nachman ad Govei Didikna, right, again, Rav Nachman pointed that people would wrap themselves, he pointed to the cheeks, to the hollow areas in the cheek, that's what it literally means, Govei Didikna. Machlokas in the Mefarshim, whether that means from up down or down up, meaning whether it's like a burqa type, or maybe it's like on the other hand, maybe it could be like some sort of gaiter from the neck up. All right, either way, topless is, apparently it was conspicuous, and therefore Shmuel said that each person should not be wearing that on Shabbos. And again, the idea on Shabbos, we're not noheg devarim shebefarhesia, we are noheg devarim shebetzina when it comes to avelus, right? But again, the Gemara will point that out at the end. Again, it's not really clear from the Gemara until we get to the bottom that we say that we pass like that, but okay, either way. Amar b'Yakov, Amar b'Yochanan, lo shanu ela she'in lo menalaim b'raglov. And this is only but if he has no shoes, right? Again, that where you're telling me that you have to take your head covering off, and that's only if a person is not wearing shoes, meaning that you see a person is not wearing leather shoes and he's wearing the head covering, so then that's already pretty obvious avelus. Aval yeshlo min alayim b'raglov, but if he's wearing leather shoes, so then confusing here min alav mochichan alav, then his shoes show that he's not. It is not an avel, because obviously, right, if he's wearing leather shoes, that is not being noheg avelus. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to what Shmuel just said. Kol kera she'eno b'shas chimum, eino kera. Any kriya that is not torn when a person is very, very upset, so that is not considered a proper kriya. Aiva, amrulei, the Shmuel, nach nafshe, the Rav. Didn't they tell Shmuel that the Rav passed away and Karlea, Tracer money, tore 12 times? So, obviously, that's not b'shas chimum, that's not the most time where the person is most upset. Didn't do it 12 in a row. I mean, Pasha says he did it 12 times, one after, not necessarily one after the other. If he had 12 tearings, that seems to be a lot. It seems not to be Pshas Chimum. So Amar and Shmuel said, Azal Gavra, the Havah Mr. Finamine, right, that's this guy who I was afraid of just passed away. What does that mean? So Rashi looks at Pekushius. He was afraid of his kashas, right? A good, he always afraid of that Talmud who knows too much. Right? So Shmuel was afraid of him. So he said that. And Amar Leila Rabbi Yochanan, Nach Nafshei D'Rabbi Chanina, and Karal Atzlesar Atzdalei That's Dali Milsa. And Amar Azul Gavadu Mistafinamine. Same thing happened with Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Chanina passed away, and he tore 13 pieces of silk, and he said, oh, the guy who I was afraid of just passed away. So you see that you can tear Kriya, the Shalom B'Shas Chimum. So Kumar says, Shani Rabbanan, the cave on the Kol Shaita, Min Kriya Shematayu, Kishas Chimum Dami. He says, no, the Chachamim, when they remember this Rav, when they remember his name, when they remember his teachings, so it's a Shas Chimum, they get upset all over again, so therefore that does actually count as a Kriya. Amalei Ravin Bar Adil Rava, the Rava, excuse me, Amar Talmidecha, Rav Amram, your Talmud said, Rav Amram said, Tanya, we learned, that Avel kol shiva koru lefanav. That an Avel, all 7 days of Shiva, right, koru lefanav, right, his kriya, his tearing has to be in front, right, people have to see it. V'bala achlif ma'achlif v'korea. And if he wants to change his clothing, so you can change his clothing, and then he can tear, I mean, as long as his clothing is torn. And b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, though, koru lachorav, he has to flip around, and the tear has to be in the back. And if he wants to change his shirt, so then he can, and he doesn't necessarily change that shirt. So, again, implication is that, again, you're going to tear Kriya, a person's going to tear Kriya when he's saying Shiva, he's going to change his shirt, and then tear Kriya, let's say on day six, so that's not Shas Chimum. What do you mean? You see that Kriya is also legit. So Gemara says, Kitanya hi b'kavod avi v'imo. So Gemara says, no, that's only covered avi v'imo. That in a chanami, that's not really a special Kriya. But by a person's parents, so then if you're going to change your shirt, then you tear Kriya. But really, when you're talking about the actual halacha of Kriya straight up after a hearing of a person's passing, right, that is only b'shas chimum. But if a person is mourning for their parents, so then they would tear Kriya at any point when they would change their clothing. Also, but again, and that would be b'din covered kibud av aim. That wouldn't necessarily be b'din Kriya. Osun karim is achin. Oh, Amos Achim. What about the tearings? Again, they're telling me that when you change the clothing and you tear a kriya, let's say on day six, so your clothing should be torn, right? Again, covered, so is one allowed to restitch those or not? I mean, can you sew up those stitches afterwards? So, pligi bo avua de Rav Oshia ve Bar Kappara. It's machlokes between the father of Rav Oshia and Bar Kappara. Chadam are Amos Achim, chadam are Mesachim. Well, then obviously one of them says yes, one of them says no. So the Gemara says, Tistayim de avua de Rav Oshia, dam are Amos Achim. It seems to be that Rav Oshia's father was the one who says that you're not allowed to restitch them, resew them. Dam Rav Oshia, because Rav Oshia himself said, Ein Mesachim, because he said that you're not allowed to re-tear it, and not allowed to restitch them. So the Gemara says, "No, my man Shmuelay loved Avua." Right, meaning obviously he's quoting his father. Gemara says, "Lo, mi Bar Kappara Rabbi Shmuelay." Well, Bar Kappara was his rabbi, so maybe he heard it from his rabbi. So you have no proof, right? Who said what? Okay, fine. Right, he could have been quoting his father. Could have been quoting his rabbi. Amar Rava Avel Matayel BeUnkli B'Sof Veso. Rava says an Avel is allowed to go on Shabbos inside. Right, it actually says on Shabbos. Right, inside his own house. He's allowed to wear the shirt that he tore. He doesn't have to flip it necessarily around to the back. Again, he's a bitzina. No one is not showing anybody in public that he's observing Avelos. Abai Ashkech Rav Yosef, the Paris Lay Sudra Areshe. Abai found Rav Yosef who was wearing this type of, what's called on his head? Right, this type of, what's called, Atifas Arosh on his head. The Azul, the Elsie the Beise. And he was at home. Amar Leh Lav Sabar Leh Mar Ain Avelos B'Shabbos. He said to him, "What do you mean? Why are you knowing this Atifas Barosh B'Shabbos? Right? There's no Avelos on Shabbos." So Amar Leh said, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tvarim Shabbatzina Noeg. Tvarim Shabbatzina. Right? We are careful to do all of the Tvarim Shabbatzina. That's if you look at Tosos Dibur Maskol Hachi. He writes this as well. Right? Pasuk Bahag. That the Halachas Kodolah said Rabbi Yochanan. Right? That we hold like Rabbi Yochanan." Again, that's against Rav and Shmuel, who say that there are a bunch of things that you're allowed to hold if you don't want, right? Some things are sure, some things are chova, right? Again, we hold Dvarim Shabbatzina are a chiyuv, right? Again, one of the things that they said before that was a rishos, that a person had choice either way, was Tashma Shemitah, right? That's obviously Dvarim Shabbatzina, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dvarim Shabbatzina is no hig, and therefore that would be usher even on Shabbos. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishachar B'Samikdash Hatzeres K'Shabbos. Rabbi, if you remember, we had this whole discussion about how you view the holidays. Rabbi Elazar had said that Shavuos, right, even though it's only one day, it's considered to be, well, he said it's like Shabbos, right, that in the sense that it counts for Avelos and doesn't interrupt. Rabbi Yair Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel said that even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chachamim said that Shavuos is like Chagim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Right, so how do we paskin? What do we do with this? If the big enough kaminas, right? If Yontif knocks out Shiva and Shloshim or not? So Amar Gidal Bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel, Lach Kram Gamliel. The Lach is Taka like Rav Gamliel. That all the Chagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos, etc., are like the Chagim, and they will knock out Shiva and Shloshim. Vigid the Master led Rav Gidal Bar Menashe. Aha! And some people say that no, when Rav Gidal Bar Menashe said that the Lach is Rav Gamliel, but it was on this. That much, you know, Rachman al-Tzlan, kol lamin yom, if Rachman al-Tzlan, a child, passes away before 30 days, right, of him being alive, and he was a nefel, right, Pasha says he wasn't going to make it, anyway, but either way, tina yotzik b'cheik, the child, the baby, is carried out in the arms, right, without a coffin or whatever. You don't need a whole big procession there. It's just one woman and two men. But not with one man and two women, because that would be yichud. Rav Ashal says, no, there's no. What do you need yichud now? There's no chance of anything happening. It's such a terrible situation. Even with one man and two women. Right, again, the Pasha, as the Tosas already points out, right, even though that technically one man is not allowed to be miyachid with two women, right here, Shas Avelis, the tree, the shiny, right, Shari, right, since it's a terrible situation, obviously there's no issues right now. Vein Omdim Olav B'Shura, there's no Shura, there's no line back from the Kvura, Vein Omdim Olav Berkos Avelim, the Tanchumi Avelim, there's no Berkos Avelim, there's no Bracha for the Avelim, there's no Tanchumim, but, meaning again, because the Taklas is the baby was not going to make it. But once it hits 30 days, then Ben Shloshim Yotzi B'Dulus Kama, then Rachman Tzlan Lo Aleinu, a baby who's older than 30 days, so it goes out in a little box, not necessarily a coffin, but a little box. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo D'Lus Kama, and he tells Mekasef, he tells Begafayim, okay, only if it's carried in your hands, in a small box. I have Omdin Allah Bashura, and they do have the whole shura, the line of people saying Amakim Menachem to the Avelim, Vomrim Allah Bekas Avelim, and Tanchumi Avelim, and they do say the bracha for the Avelim, and Tanchumim, and Nichum Avelim, certainly that happens. Ben Yuzbeit Chodesh Yoshe Bemita, if a kid, God forbid, Lo Aleinu, Rachman Al-Tzlan is older than 1 year old, so then Yotze Bemita, then he goes in a proper coffin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva requires him to have been at least 2 years old, whether he was big enough to be 2 years old or actually 2 years old. Either way, Yotze B'mita, then he goes out in a proper coffin. Again, Rachman Aslan Lo Aleinu, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to bury in a coffin, right, in a talus. Probably one of the most horrible, horrible things I've ever seen in my life was a levaya for a 3 year old. And no one should ever have to see that, but that, it's pretty sickening to see a 3 year old wrapped in talus. There's what to be said for burying in a coffin, at least it removes that type of agmas nefesh. But either way, obviously, Lo Aleinu, right, God forbid, these things that are unfortunately part of the halacha, even though we'd rather not have to speak about them. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ayotz b'mita rabbi matzivim alav. If the child is gone, right, goes out in a coffin, then matzivan, right, the people will mourn for him. Again, people, the masses will see. In Yotze B'mita, in Rabbi Matzivan Malav, but if it doesn't go out in a coffin, so then they don't have to. Then meaning they can assume that the child was an Eiffel and it wasn't going to make it anyway. The halachic differences in terms of whether there's no Yeshiva, Shloshim, etc., for a child who is, let's say, not deemed to be able to live past a certain, let's say, past 30 days. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah Omer Nikar L'Rabim Rabbi Mizaskim Imo. If it was known to the masses, I mean, if you knew, people knew about it, right? Everybody was familiar. If Chevra knew the kid, so Mizaskim Bo, but Nikar L'Rabim Ein Rabbi Mizaskim Bo. If nobody knew about him, then they don't have to take care of him. What about a hesped? Again, technically, what are you going to say about a one-year-old, a two-year-old, right? He was very cute. I mean, it was very cute. She was very cute, whatever. I mean, a hesped is not really, right? That's not what a hesped is. So what do you do about a hesped? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Aniyim. 1 second, sorry. So aniyim bnei shalosh and ashirim bnei chamesh. For poor people, right? If the child was three, so then you'll give a what's it called a hesped. And if wealthier people are five, if they're 5 years old. Now again, that's if you look at Rashi. So what's the difference between five poor people, rich people? So lefisha ani mitzar alban of Yosef. Right, mina usher. Apparently, again, poor people are upset more about the passing of a child, much more than rich people. Fisha'in lo simcha zacharis, meaning that, again, ayitachin, it makes sense that a poor person's joy is in his children. Right, again, he doesn't have joy in anything else, doesn't have possessions, doesn't have money, doesn't have stature, whatever. So, rachman al tzlan, lo aleinu, that the eulogies are there to give a certain type of menucha. Not menucha, nichum, right, for type of nechama. That's the word I'm looking for. A certain type of nechama for the family. So the chora, when the kid is already 3 years old, so then you give a hesped. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo aniyim bnei chamesh hashirim bnei sheish. Okay, he says that really Rabbi Yishmo meant that is 5 and 6, not 3 and 5. Okay, bnei zukenim kibnei aniyim, and if it was rochman al tzlan ben zukunim. Then also that would be like a son of a poor person, because the chora they're very connected to the child. Amar Rav Gidol Bar Manasya, Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishmo Bishmal, and then the Halacha Isher is 5, 6, right, as Rabbi Yehuda said. Darish Rabbi Anani Bar Sosan Apiskul De Benasiya, Darish, and that the Pesach of the Beis Medrash of the Nasi Yom Echad of Neatzeres Vatzeres Harei Kana Arbaasa. And not only now, switching gears back to Yontif. Right, not only does the Yontif cancel the Shiva, but if you have 1 day of Shiva and then 1 day of Shavuos, so that counts as 14 days of the Shloshim, and he's only got 16 days left. Shem Rabbi Ami v'Ikpid. Rabbi Ami heard and he got upset, not because the halacha was incorrect, because it wasn't quoted in the name of a person. Amar Ata Day, that's your Shita, Rabbi Elazar? Amar Rabbi Oshahi, it's really Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshios. Tarsh of Yisrael Nafka Klei the Berish Galusa. Same thing happened. Yom Echad of Nezeres Vatzeres Harei Karnar Basar. So Shem Rav Sheshes Veikpin. Rav Sheshes got upset. So Amar Atu Didehi. What's that? Your Shita. Rabbi Elazar Amar. Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshiahu. He. Right. It's Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshiahu. That Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshiahu. Minayin Latzeres Sheshel Tashlum Kol Shema. How do you know that Shavuos you could bring the Korban Chagiga all 7 days? Right. 6 days after Shavuos. Just like you can bring the korban for 7 days during Pesach, so too by Shavuos. Adbari Rav Papa, Rav Avi Sava, Vidoresh. Sorry. They were going hanging out. And Rav Papa was walking around with Rav Avi Sava, Vidoresh, and he was darshening out. This is a bigger chiddush, because again, Shavuos, we said you can bring the korban chagiga for 7 days, so the chora to count that as 7 days, you have some sort of basis. But he wanted to extend that to Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Avina Hilkach Yom Echad Lefnei Chag VeChag VeShmini Shelo. So if you tell me that every yontif is treated like 7 days. So Ravina extended it 1 day further. If it's 1 day before Sukkot, if a person sits Shiva 1 day before Sukkot, so that's 7 days, right? If Shiva is canceled, you have 7 days. And then the first Yontif of Sukkot is another 7 days. That's already 21 days. Yom. Ravina ikla the Surah de Pedas. Ravina came to Surah de Pedas. And Amalei Rav Chaviva Misurah de Pedas la Ravina. So Rav Chaviva said to him, Amar Mario Mechel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Harei Karnar Basar. Right, again, he quoted this member that we've been quoting back and forth. Right, and he asked him. Right, he said, "Amar Mar, did you really say?" I mean, he said to him. Right, usually when the Gemara says Amar Mar, it's quoting someone. But here again, Rav Chaviva said, "Ravina, Amar Mar, did you see? Did the Master say that that's how it works? That's how you do the math? That it's 14 days?" So Amar Lai said to him, "Ana Mistavra Kam Gamliel Hudamina." Said it makes much more logic to hold like Rav Gamliel, the Rosh Hashanah, the Chor is like the other Chagim. Right, Pasha, different ways to understand exactly what he meant, right? Because again, the Taklis is again Rav Gamliel. Either he's holding like Rav Gamliel, the Rosh Hashanah is like any other Chagim, right? Or what he meant that Ravina was saying that he didn't paskin, But that, again, Lechora, if he would paskin, then he would hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Okay. Funny either way. that is, in fact, how we do paskin, if I'm not mistaken. I have not, yeah. Again, because we said Lechora Gamliel at the beginning. If I'm not mistaken, that's how we paskin. Okay. Actually, is that how we paskin? Now I have to look it up. Now I'm confused. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that is. Okay. Either way, Rabosei will go back to you in the Heilige Shas tomorrow with the new Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.